This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parashas of the past, the coming parasha. One of the episodes that stands out, not only because of the tremendous storyline, but how we've suffered because of this story for so many dairies, and that is Mechiras Yosef. Mechiras Yosef. It's one of the Yosaidis that we need to understand, that our whole past, present, and future is based on this Mechiras Yosef, the Gullison. On a simple level, the inyan of the Mechira brought them to Mitzrayim. That's what we see. But if you look at the Svarim, it seems that continuously the Gullison, they're all tied to Mechiras Yosef. Even Chanukah, which is coming up in Mitz Hashem, is also tied to Mechiras Yosef in the Svarim. For example, it's brought down in Achrayim, the Suda that Yosef made for the brothers was a Suda's Chanukah. And there was a raya that there's this inyan of Suda on Chanukah. It's a whole question. Is there a Suda on Chanukah? Yes, no. The Bach, Achrayim. Tavech Teva Fahachin is Chanukah. The Oisius of Tavech Teva Fahachin. That Yosef said, you take the last letters, you'll have Chanukah. Chanukah, Yosef. So, which means that it's a theme which comes up over again and over again in all the gullus and in all the tzaras we have, Mechiras Yosef. What is Mechiras Yosef? How do we understand? How should we take Mechiras Yosef? To read it on a simple level, it would be impossible. It's impossible to understand it. Because even for simple people, for regular people, this would be a travesty which is unacceptable. I mean, who takes their brother and sells him? First wants to kill him and then sell him. Ach, the chapella. We're not talking about regular people. We're talking about the shiftei cup. I think it's important to be magdim as an introduction before we talk about Mechiras Yosef. Chazal tell us, if the Rishayim were Mekamalachim, Anu k'bnei Adam. Im Rishayim k'bnei Adam, Anu k'chamayrim. Do Chazal want to break our self-esteem? Is that what Chazal want? Are Chazal trying to tell us, as they say in the Vardik, Shiflus Adam, they're trying to tell us how low we are. You should think of yourself as like a chamar. I don't think a person should think he's a chamar. I don't think that's what Chazal's intentions were. I think what Chazal are trying to tell us, maybe apeshat, that we can give in these words of the Chazal is as follows. That if you look at the Rishayim, the earliers, as malachim, they can't do an aveira, they're untouchable. Then you could talk as if you're a ben Adam, understanding a malach. You ever see when a person talks about an angel? He knows it's above him. He knows it's out of his league, so to speak. But im rishayim kibnei Adam, if you're going to talk about them like people, trying to understand what chesaron they had, what aveira they did, Chazal is saying you should look at it like a chamer. Imagine two chamerim talking to each other. Hey, look what that guy did over there. Right? I have no idea what the guy did because it's completely not in their brain, in the capacity of their brain to understand what an adam does. So we're trying to say, if you talk about them like malachim, then you could talk like an adam talks about a malach. But when we come to sugyas, so to speak, events where we have to talk about them as ben adam, that they did something wrong, there's something that has to... We should understand that it's like a chamar talking about an adam. Which means that there is no way to even... It's like talking through the eyes of a chamar. You don't understand what you're saying even. Imagine we don't even have a havana, an understanding inclination, who Reb Chaim Eizer was, who the Remis was. Then before him, the Goyim, Tanoim, Amaroyim, Rishoyim, we're all the way back to the Shiftei Kah. There's nothing for us to even talk about. Yet, we need to discuss Mechiras Yosef. We need to understand Mechiras Yosef. There should be lessons that to be learned from Mechiras Yosef. So what could be the lessons for Anukah Chamayrim to take from Mechiras Yosef, from the act of Rishayim Heim Kamalachim? How does it apply? The acts of Rishayim Sheim Kamalachim apply to us, Anukah Chamayrim. What are we to take from it? So the truth is, Mechiras Yosef, the Mefarshim say that the Kavana was L'Shem Shemayim. There's a lot of, especially in the Chassidish Torah, there's a lot about the Inyan of it was L'Shma, it was Kavana of taking from the Father, the Ruchnius. That's one Mahalach. If you want to go with more of a Mahalach of Halacha, they felt L'Halacha there, right? The Sipurna says that he was a Roidif. He kept on bringing back to them Dibasam Ra. He was bringing back the bad to the father, so he was a Roidif. And Alt Roidif, it's Habal HaGachashkim LaHargai. And we see that the Bezdin, which the Abishta was part of that Bezdin, Paskin that. So either way we look at it, it's Kimalachim. There's something which is beyond us, and it's not within, so to speak, Adam, that it's as if man erred. It was a mistake of man. These people were on a much higher level, and everything they did was al pi halacha, bedikduk halacha. As a matter of fact, Chazal tell us al tigzu baderech. What's baderech? So it's learnt out from Yosef that when Yosef sent back the brothers, he told them al tigzu baderech. We darshan with that al tisasku bedvar halacha. Don't be Isaac in what halach would they be Isaac in? So many Mefarshim say that they would be Isaac to be redo the sugya of the Mechira. Now that they see that the Mechira was wrong, now that they see that they made a mistake in the Mechira, the whole way back they would go back to the Ktsais and the Nesivis and the Rebuch Ber to figure out where they went wrong in the Lamdas and the Halacha, in the Pilpul. So Yosef tells them about Tirgazu Baderech. The point I'm trying to bring out is don't think that these people, every act that they took was not al pi halacha, was not worked out with the utmost to the final detail of the halacha. To the point that when they saw that there might be a mistake, Yosef has to tell them. And I always think to myself, could you imagine on the way back from such a trip when they find out it's Yosef? You know what they should be talking about? Like, wow, it's our brother. As if it would be a news story, right? If something like this would happen, all we would talk about is, and then we would talk about the future plans. We have to go, we have to move, and the family, right? There would be so much. No, that's not what they would talk about. Yosef has to tell them, Al tirgazu baderech. Don't go back into the halacha, Al tisasku bedvar halacha. We're not talking about regular people. We're not talking about people who it was about them and their lives. No, it was about Torah. It was about the halacha. And yet, still, we find it was a Mechiras Yosef, which we have to accept was a mistake. And it was a mistake to the point that it caused Asar Erugi Malchus and all the future and all the Golosin that came after this. Like I told you, are tied into Mechiras Yosef. So what is it? What is the mistake? How do we fill in the blank? What is the mistake? And does it apply to us? You know, sometimes, and I've heard this an expression used before, certain tzaddikim's averus will be mitzvahs for us. It's a nusach that's used in the Svarim. The averus of this tzaddik would be for us a mitzvah gar. See, this is Svarim, they write that the Rav Shitzel said he wanted to daven behind the chayza. He wanted to stand behind the chayza when he davens. Why? Whatever tefillah the chayza throws out, he'll dump it in the back because it's not a good tefillah. He wants that tefillah. For him, it's good. Whatever is considered garbage, it's not the right word I'm looking for, but psilis, all right, let's use that word. Whatever was considered psilis, for him, for us, would be a diamond. You know, about Avram Avinu it says, Zevel Pardaisav Shal Avram, Veloy Kesav Azav Shal Avimelech. This is what it is. Sometimes the Zevel Pardaisav of the Tzaddikim would be diamonds and gold for us. So who knows if we, in this situation, I don't even know what would it be, a mitzvah gar? Who knows what would be considered? Which means if the tzaddikim, so-called, did an aveira, maybe the word aveira has to be substituted with the word mitzvah. You're talking about great people. So what is this? What is the answer? They did a what? Aveira of what? What did they do? And therefore the question is, and how does it apply to us? What is the lesson that should be learned for us? So I believe that there's an interesting Ramban. Ramban speaks in Parashas Miketz. Ramban says, Vayomru ish alachiv, aval Hashem manachnu, alachinu asher inu tzoros nafshei, pischanei leinu v'lo yishamanu, alkein bo leinu atzarazais. Says the Ramban that they started to realize here that they did something wrong. Here's for the first time, it's starting to dawn on them. There's something wrong. Hashemim anachnu, it's our fault. But what? Alochinu? Yes, it has something to do with Yosef. That we sold him? No, that's not what it says in the pasuk. In the pasuk it says, Asher reinu tzoras nafshei, pischanei leinu, v'lei shamanu, alkein bo aleinu atzarazos. Says the Ramban, even here, they're not taking responsibility for the Mechira. They still don't believe that the Mechira is what the problem is. They should have said, Hashem manachnu alochinu, because we did the Mechira. Says the Ramban, that's not the problem. The problem is something else, as we'll soon discuss later, a lack of Rachmanis. So you see how far it goes. That even when presented in front of them that they might be wrong, they still don't believe and they still can't come to the fact that the Mechira might be a problem. They have to look for something else. They were so convinced. They were so convinced they were right. We spoke about this in the past. When the Shvatim come and they see Yosef, Yosef tells them, Ani Yosef, Oyd Avichai. And they couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it. You know, they came down to look for Yosef. They came to look for him. They knew he's there. Yet, in the back of their minds, they should have remembered the chalom, the dream, something. And then when they come in front of this person, all the events, let alone the fact that he looks exactly like the father. Imagine someone looks exactly like your father walks into the door. All right, so he's wearing a beard. Yeah, but you should at some point think to yourself, it's my father. Something's wrong. It doesn't dawn on him. It doesn't dawn on him. So Gevaldi Gevar from the Chida, we've said it in the past. Ha'oid Avichai. Why does he ask Ha'oid Avichai? It's a Pasha who's giving them Musr. Ha'oid Avichai. He does says a Mary the Kavart, Xera Shameis Ishtakach Ben Alev. They kept on claiming the father was alive. Yosef had a question. If the father's alive, how could they not recognize me? Maybe the father died 20-something years ago. There's no such a thing as pictures and videos and cameras, you know. So they didn't remember what the father looked like. That's what the Chidah says. He's asking them, wait a minute. You're telling me he's alive. How do you not recognize me? I look exactly like him. A splitting image. Once had a vart that the Zivi Kunim Shel Yaakov was near Eloi. Chazal say that before Yosef was ready to do the Aveira Petifar, what stopped him was that the Zivi Kunim Shel Aviv near Eloi Bechalayim. Bechalayim. Chazal say it came to him in a window. Svarim, they speak about the window. Why the window? So there's grace in Yanim in the window. The shir is not meant to be a Kabbalah shir, so we'll talk about it maybe a different time. But I always understood Pashup shot in the window. Maybe I saw it in other places over the years. I don't remember. Maybe it's someone else's avart. Either way, it's a Gevaldig avart. A chalayin is always like a mirror. You're able, it has reflection. He looked in the mirror, so to speak, the chalayin, and he saw himself. I look like my father. How can I do the aveir? Near Eloi. Because they all asked the kasha, what do you mean? The father came to you, so what's the big deal? How come, if I do an aveir and my father doesn't come to me, so then you can't consider me the same chayiv as a... Yosef had a special siyata d'shmaya. It's mashmah, if the father would have come to him, he would have done the aveir. So, you know, he had a free... He had siyata d'shmaya that I don't have. Yosef HaTzadik, big thing. If my father came to me and then stopped me from doing it, I'd also stop. So the teretz, of course, is father didn't come. He brought up his father. That's what it means. It doesn't mean it's not the father came, but near Eloi, which means he brought up the remembrance of his father. The way we're learning, it's even gargishmak, because it actually wasn't even his father. He looked at himself and he said, Yosef, Mr. Chyankiv's a kid. How could you do it? Mr. Chyankiv's a kid, what are you doing? You look like your father, which is a tremendous lesson. He goes, he wants to go where he shouldn't go, do what he shouldn't do. He should think to himself, Ich bin doch Yankiv Avinu's a kid. I look like Yankiv Avinu. When you look, the Ikari Bohem Shmi V'Shem Avaisai. We spoke about this many times, that the Bracha Tefraim Menashe is the Ikari Bohem. That when you see them, you should be able to read in them that the Tata Zakind. That the Tata Zakind. The Ikari Bohem Shmi. Das is Yankiv Zakind. Das is Yankivs. And we're going to talk a great deal about this at the end of the Shir. And what was the taina of the Mechira? The Rachmanis, as the Ramban says, the taina was that's not Yankiv's akin. Klal Yisrael. What a Yid is not, it's about Rachmanis. This is not Yankiv's akin. The Yikari Bohem Shmi. When you look at them, you could see Shmi. Das is mein Kind. The people call Yikari Bohem Shmi, V'Shem Avaisai. I always say that's the word also pshat. Yosef, Yankiv loves Yosef. Why? Ki ben sekunim hulai. What does it mean, ki ben sekunim hulai? I always want to fatayich. Sekunim is a zaydav. He's a ben who will be one day a zaydav. Hayidish is zaydav. Ben sekunim. Yedel kind has a grandfather to look up to. Ki ben Skunim hulai echab akin was kenzayin azeda. He's ready to be azeda in Klal Yisrael. He ben skunim hulai. Akal panim near Salai. He saw himself that he looked like his father. He saw himself that he is the most yuknei shalaviv. Umemela, how could he do this avera? That's pshat ha'oid avichai. And the pshat is that they couldn't see all this. How could they not see this? What? Ala bali musa speak. Negias, negias, negias. When you don't want to see something, when you believe something, The thing could be right in front of you. You won't get it. You won't catch it. You won't see it. Mechiras Yosef, the Halta says, Tyre tells me clearly what Mechiras Yosef is. It's clearly in the Torah. The Torah specifically tells us where it came from. Neither Zakman, the Shairish, from Vanit Stamt. It comes from Kina. So then what's the Sugya? Say Bali Musa, the Alta Bereshon, Alta Vislabotka. You can't identify it. You can't. It's called jealousy, Adakus. Dakus, it's subliminal. It's something which is so adin. It's something which is so that you can't even detect it. You can't even detect it. Chapella. The Shvatim were convinced all the years, even when they were confronted seeing Yosef, that they're right. And the Teretz is, when there's kina, you don't see anything. You start believing in your kina. It's just the way it is. The Rosh in Arches Chaim writes, "Ain't truthful of kina. There's no truthful for it. You can't heal kina. It's one of the things that the Rishonim say. It's almost impossible to heal, and you know why? Because it's not detectable. I like to call it the silent killer. It's a silent killer. You never know. A mensch walks around. He looks normal. He sounds normal. He can even look like he's a gadol hador, tzaddik yisrael. Yeah. Inside, he's something." I always use the expression Rekav Atzamais Kina. It's called Rekav Atzamais. Why Atzamais? And Etzim is from within. See, teeth in the Baina. Kina is not something a guy can walk around and he looks like he's a Yavash Atzadik Yisrael Olam. I'm in the Baina. Rekav. It's rotting away inside like a silent killer. Inside the bones, in the marrow. Es macht dona achreis a ganze churbe. The Shvatim, begat lusam, they believe what they were doing. Dakus. My Zayda always used to say, Anusach, and I have come to learn over the years that 99.9% of what he said and the Nuschais he used was either from Slabotka or from Mir. It was right out of the yeshivas. And the chedarim of Musar. The Zayde Flektibazagin, my Zayde used to say, a mensch is fart a mensch. That was an expression he used to use all the time. A mensch is fart a mensch. Appropriate in our sugya in Mechiras Yosef. A mensch is fart a mensch. The point is that somewhere, and a person could analyze and see that there's something over there which is Adam. You know, Kelim was about the meat of Emes, the very Matran Emes. His Zaydi used to say over that in Kelim they had a mahalach that if you asked him if it's raining, he wouldn't say yes or no. He would say, when I was outside, it was either yes or no raining, right? Whatever it was. Because how do I know it's raining? Maybe it stopped raining. A guy would come from the outside. Maybe in this minute or two it stopped raining. Okay. Now, Rabbi say we can't even live like this, because, like I said, in Rishayim Kibnei Adam, Anu Kechamayr, we can't even begin to start taking apart our words of Azahoifen. The Zaydat Amalibig is a Pshat. My Zaydat used to say over, you notice by Rivka says, to you I'll give to drink. Vigamlig Malecha Eshav. I will draw the water. So the Mepharshim speak. Why does he change the lashon? So they say it's a derech eretz. The man, you don't put the man in the same thing. Like I give you and your camel to drink. So you to drink your camel. There's a lot we've spoken about it in the past. The Zayde Flecht Ibezogin, because of the midas ha'emes. Do I know she's going to drink? It's an expression in English. You could bring the animal to the water, but you can't make him drink. Right? That's as much as you could do. You want to drink, so I can say you'll probably drink. But by the camel, I can only say Eshav. I'll draw the water. We'll drink. Veisach nish midas ha'emes. Right. So it was brought down, one of the stories that bring out Kelim. What is Kelim? The Talmud Torah in Kelim was burning. It was burning. Talmud Torah doesn't mean Yeshiva. Today Talmud Torah means Cheder. Then it meant the Kelim. In Kelim, Talmud Torah means the Yeshiva Gedela and the Kelim. People were running. So I think it was Rabbi Daniel Meshavitz, I believe it was him, that asked one of the Kelim guys, tell me, you see the Bis Medrash is burning down. What are you thinking? He said, what are you thinking? Churban Beis Hashem, what are you talking about? Churban Abayis, Shreklach. And Daniel said, come on, come on, give me the real, come on, dig deep. He said, well, I see the Talmud Torah burning. Okay, maybe I don't feel as bad, you know, as I'm claiming. He said, no, I want you to dig deeper. So he goes, what do you mean? He says, I know, listen. Deep down, there's somewhere a feeling. You think to yourself, for the next 2 weeks, you don't have to come to Kail. You have a vacation. So admit it, that that's really what's going on inside your heart. Admit it. Learn to be honest, to know exactly what's going on in your heart. There's one iota of a feeling of, oh, this is a big story, it's a big thing, I go to my house, I don't have to go to yeshiva now for 2 weeks, I'm going to get paid anyway. This is the meat of emes. And if this is what the Bali Musar 200 years, 150 years ago used to take apart in action, the Tayer is taking apart the Dakus. Hey, kind of, there's a kind of, there's something there. The Tayer is telling us. Now you can ask me, then why you talk about it if it's Anukah Chamayrim? It has nothing to do with us. This is almost from a different planet talking Zazal Chareid. And I'm sure people are listening to the Shias thinking, well, what do you want from me? Tell me what do I have from all this? So I'll tell you what we can take out from this. A mensch is for a mensch, you're right. There was a whole history of Musar that people used to work on themselves to figure out the pnimi, the nekud, the pnimi, what really was driving the person, driving his actions. The Kotzke used to say, Hakei l'shem shemayim, al staf mentan l'shem, afilu yir l'shem shemayim, you have to do l'shem shemayim. Be l'shem, everything has to, even including his l'shem shemayim, should be l'shem shemayim. Yeah? L'shem shemayim, what drives the l'shem shemayim? You're right. Are we holding it a madrega that we could analyze it and therefore not do it? Also not. But I think there's another part of the lesson of a mensch, as far as a mensch, and the dakus of Amida. I'll tell you what it is. When we deal with others, understand how a mensch, as far as a mensch. You never know what core of sensitivity you're touching. You never know. A person thinks, I'm doing the right thing, I'm helping the person, I'm doing for the person, right? Gewaldig, megadig, huh? Who knows how you're hurting that other person, how the person's being affected. Midas are complicated. A mensch is fart a mensch. People are people. And I'll explain to you why I'm saying this. It's another big part of the Mechiras Yosef. Is this the kudah that I just mentioned to you? Mechiras Yosef is not just the brothers who were insensitive, as we soon will see, to Yosef. Or they were insensitive to themselves to not really catch that it was kinna, but it was an insensitivity from the father's part. Yaakov Avinu that caused Mechiras Yosef. It's a Gemara. It's a first Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud tells us that a person should never be mishanet ben bein habanim. You can't show privilege one over the other because Yaakov Avinu did this with two slayim. Gemara says even two slayim, it's not much, it was just two slayim worth. That he gave him an extra with silk. This is what it caused. Now Rabbi Isai, people for some reason when they say over the Gemara, they think that he got the Ksainis Pasit, Yosef, and the brothers got nothing. That's not what it is. Rashi clearly says not that way. Rashi says they all got new suits for Yantiv, so to speak. No. So his had extra two. Rashi's wondering, Rashi brings from Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi a question, wait a minute, how could it be that it's only two? What it, I mean, if this was not the same material as this, this was a better material. For example, it was Milas. Rashi says it was silk. Yosef's was silk. So automatically it's more than two. Tell me, could you have a difference between a polyester suit and a wool suit, $2? Could it make sense that it could be a $2 difference? How about that? It can't be such a thing. So you're laughing. What do I want? It's Rashi. Rashi himself asked this kasha. He brings from Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi. Shamati, he says, me Rabbi Yitzchak, me Talmid Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi. Says Rashi, it can't be that the actual coat was different. Everybody got the same. Everybody got Zaydin HaKapotis. Everybody got it. One got around his arm. Yosef. I knew the Chassidus Shailim that's sitting here will say right away, Strakis. Yes! I know Strakis was Shtei Milim. It was two Slayim, yeah? And that caused the whole difference. Yeah? The same Kapata. The same with the flowers and everything. Ab'einim et Strakis, ein on Strakis. No. Tarashi, Rabbi Isaac. Tarashi. You see what a piece of around the arm could do. And that's what Chazal's saying. It's not much. Chazal trying to say that it wasn't much. And still it caused all the tzaras. Who are we talking about? Yankiv thought to himself, they don't care. And I have another cheshmer for you. Maybe Yosef is a Yassin. Did ever think about that? Maybe Yosef's a Yassin. I mean, if Chas v'Shalom, a person, his mother died. With Chas v'Shalom, a person has 10 children. I thought that the normal is to give. I always thought to myself, what do you want? You shouldn't. It's halacha to treat the yasim better. It's achman es afem. And Chazal is saying you still made a mistake. Because you have to treat. Why? This is Said Mildachzach. A mensch is not a mensch. And it's a one-time thing.
But it goes within the regular basis.
And it gets worse and worse and worse. Al-Chalam Yosef, Al-Varov. Everything that Yosef said, that was it. They couldn't hear one word. They couldn't hear nothing till the end, all the way till they saw him. And nothing. Why? Ki Yosef Ahav Avim. Tell me something. Is it Yosef's fault? Ki Yosef Ahav Avim. What are you blaming him for? I mean, you're not talking about babies. You're not talking about brother fights that we have. We're talking about G'dayli Yisrael. What they don't chop, that it's not his fault. They don't get it that it's not his fault. They don't get it. Ki Yosef Ahav Avim. So what does that do with you? What does that do? Meaning, what does that do with Yosef? And the Teretz is, see, he's right, but it says Vayasifu, but the Pasuk says clearly, it started off Ki Yosef Ahav Avim. They hated him for that. Well, what are you hating him for that for? And the Teretz is, kin and sinna has no explanation. There's nothing to explain. It is what it is. A mensch is for a mensch. It starts with a kernel and it festers. I always say pshat, at the end of davening we have an interesting nusach. Ashkenaz doesn't say it. Sfard says it. And because of that, I think it's very hard for me to find Pirush. I can't find any of the yeshivas Shesvarim that talk about this Nusach, because it's not by the yeshivas. They don't use this Nusach. But it bothered me all the years. Loisale kinas adam alai, v'loi kinasi al acherim. Why the word sa'ala? It shouldn't come upon me. Well, what is upon me? I mean, just say, I shouldn't be mekana, and others shouldn't be mekana me. What is lo ta'ale? What does sa'ala mean? Coming on, like sa'ala, it shouldn't come on me. So all the years I've understood it, when I daven, I try to understand, when I'm davening, I always understood it, that the pshat is ayin hara. Kina means really another way of saying ayin hara, and we're davening, we shouldn't have, so like sa'ala, and ayin hara comes on me, and where I shouldn't give, that it should come on my ayin hara on the other person. I'm davening sa'ala, that the ayin hara shouldn't come upon. Okay? Ayin hara could come upon. That's the word sa'ala. Over the years, I've come to think of another pshat, and especially in light of the shir that we're giving, I've come to realize that maybe this is the pshat. The word sa'ala is another way of saying misayr. Ma'ayr kina, ma'ayr sin, it's about his sayrs. You know where it starts as a kina? When it's nisayr. When it's nisayr, the moment that it comes. After that, you don't even detect it. It becomes part of, you believe your kina, that it's, that's part of life. We're asking the Abish to, it shouldn't even be nisayr. Says, Avi, amach l'chas v'chalila l'chas. You can't have it start, because once it starts, it's nebuch. We're asking for the Abish l'isale. It shouldn't even come. It shouldn't come up. It shouldn't be nisayr. Because kina is such that when it begins, it festers. It grows. It spreads. So the bakasha to the Abish is l'isale kinas adam alai. But like kinasi al achir, this rabbeisai is mechiras Yosef in light of where the chisaron was, why they're shuldik, so to speak. Why are they responsible? And the answer is because with all the l'shem shemayim, there was a kina there, there was a sin in there, there was something there deep down which caused sinna. Which caused sin. There's a meridik avert that I'd like to share with you. I have such hanof from this vert, because meridik avert. There's a medrash pliya. Medrash pliya. L'chuvan argei. Let's go and let's kill him. Zak medrash pliya. Unikatzer bebirchas hamazin. We'll kill him and we'll make birchas hamazin short. That's why it's called a Medrash Pliya. Anybody has any ideas how to connect the two? Maritz, Chedushi Maritz. The Maritz was Reb Dushinsky. He was from Gedele Eretz Yisrael, the Ravid of Eretz Yisrael. Dushinsky, Gedolim. Today the grandson is the Dushinsky Rebbe. But actually the name is Dushinsky, and his Zayda was an Adam Godlad Miyayt. The grace of Gedolim of Yerushalayim, he said pshats like this. You notice half the benching is thanking the Eibishter. The other half talks about the fact that we don't have a Beis Hamikdash. Uvenei Yerushalayim HaKadosh. Then we have, right, okay, I'll tell you that, what? Because of Beitar, right? So, Harugei Beitar, that because there was a Churban, they went and they killed Beitar, right? They believed that they're going to kill Yosef. They're uprooting the Sinas Chinam in Klal Yisrael. Unikatsa the Birchas Hamazon. Yeah. L'chuvin argeyu. L'chuvin argeyu. Let's go and kill Yosef. You hear how far it goes? They're looking at Yosef. Yosef, you're the Sinas Chinam, Nick. All the Musar Shmuzin that we're going to speak about Mechiras Yosef, these Shiftei Kabbalim Fakir, it's Yosef Gar. You know, there's a very famous story that every Bal Musar must know. Any Magid Shir, any person that gives Shurim Musar Shmuzin has to know this. Whenever you give Musar, you can have a certain guy in mind. That guy never thinks it's about him. So the story is that a person once gave a shmuz and he had a specific guy in mind. The person after the shmuz comes over to the Rav, to the Magid Shir, to the Bal Musar, the Mashgiach. Rebbe, I can't get over how you know my friend so well. Meiridik, how did you know him and all his, playing him with all his chesrayinus? Yeah. Tim, this is Adam. Das Amen. You hear? The Shifteka, who at some point you have to say there was a sinas chinam here.
They believe that they're uprooting Sinas Chinam by getting rid of Yosef. Half full of a fella, you hear? When the Torah is telling us that every time you get rid of your Sinas Chinam, you better make sure that you're not the one who's doing the Sinas Chinam. There's a very famous word from Zayden Zechayin Levracha. Pasuk says, Alikim Yevakesh Es Nirdaf. So Pasha means Yevakesh, he searches out to help the Nirdaf. Alikim Yevakesh means the Nirdaf everybody is dumping on him, so to speak. So the Rebbeinu Shleilam digs in to help him, Yevakesh. He searches him to stand by him. Zaydif, like Ibizag and Shav. You know, every guy walks around and says, he's the Nirdaf. He had the mensch Trachmas, was if. Er is the right of Nirdaf. Elokim Yevakesh, who the real Nirdaf is. So the Rebbeinu Shleilam is going to get down to the bottom of it. Who's the Nirdaf? In life, the Raidav Kemenin as God the Nirdaf. The Raidav Kemenin as God the Nirdaf. And to a certain Nekudah, us is given again, I'm not, again, we have to be careful that we understand that this is almost no Shaykhis to our Anhagah. But there was a Nekudah of Kinna, the Torah is made. And that Nekudah of Kinna was mit the halacha that he's a Raidav. Yeah. And that's Elokim Yevakesh Es Nirdaf. Das is the sugya from the parsha Elokim Yevakesh Es Nirdaf. This parsha. This Rabbi Sai is on the tzad that we discussed the Mechiras Yosef as a chisaron in Sinas Chinam. The Hainu, there was a Nekuda, hidden Nekuda. A subliminal, undetected Nekud of Kinninsen. The Ramban, I told you from the beginning of the Shir, is mashma, hold it from Halach. The fact that they said, Aval Hashemim Anachnu Alochino Asherinu Tzoras Navshe Bishchane Eleinu V'loi Shamanu, says the Ramban, it's not the Mechira, but it's the Achzarius that we did such a thing. And the Mechira is not such a big chet. That's the Lashon he uses. Now there's two ways to learn this Ramban. The Mechira was no good, but the Chazarius was worse. Well, maybe the Ramban means Vaked. They're still not busy. They're still not holding that the Mechira is a problem.
The Mechira was the same.
The Mechira was. Whatever the Mechira was, and whatever it was Alpidas Torah, whatever the Cheshbon is, but still, Chazarius. Ki haya acheyem sara mischanei u'misnape lifneihem lo yirachamu. Says the Ramban, v'akosu le'sipesh hazeh. Why does the Torah not talk about it? Not mentioned. Zog the Ramban, all the pshat is, says the Ramban, pashit. It's pashit like that. I don't have to speak out that he begged for his life, because it's probably, who would not beg for his life? That when somebody, especially if it's your brothers, is trying to kill you or to sell you, you'd stand there begging by him. Now, I don't know why the Ramban doesn't quote Mefurish and Midrash. The Medrash says clearly that that's what happens. Ramban makes it sound like it's a davar pashut. Yeah. The Medrash speaks out clearly that Yosef stood by the legs of his brothers and he begged them, pulling at their pants, the hem of their pants. He was pulling at the hem of their pants, saying, "I'm your brother. Don't sell me. Have rachmanis on me." It's Midrashim. So either the Ramban just means to say, "But why did the Torah not write it?" Not pshat. We don't know. We takaduna. I'm sure he knew the Midrash. But why would the Torah not write it? The Torah is a double portion. So don't report that's what happened. But then he says another meirid gezach to Ramban, and I, over the years, this Ramban resonated that there's a big with me that there's a big yisoid here. Sakta heilige Ramban, oy sheyirta kasuv lekatzer besur chaynam. Torah wanted to fadek it. Torah wanted to cover it over. So the Mechira, that's written. But This
is already, can't write this.
Hear what it is? The Dachzarius Shabbai is Azeful Elgel. It's so much more worse than the Mechira that the Torah had to cover it over. And I always think to myself, the Goyim, especially we see by the Sayyarug and Malchus, talk about who Mechiras Yosef. Could you imagine if they also knew the Chalik of the Achzarius Shabbai? Could you imagine if that's what came out into the world, so to speak? That's what went out into press, into the Welt's media. Pilei ployin, you hear? I'm saying at the Herab side that they knew of Mechira, and more than that, they knew Mechira Badnalayim, that we know. That they know, and that the Torah tells us it's in the Torah. Al Mechiram Tzadli Badnalayim. And that they knew, because you see clearly that when the Avshari Gamalchus, the Melech tells them, you sold your for a pair of shoes. So the Bizayan Shabbai, that came out into the open. But this can't come out into the open. Yeah? This can't be. This had to be Lekatzer Bisser Chaynim. Then he says, the third pshat that the Derech HaMikra is Lekatzer. Okay. Three pshat that the Ramban says. Now, Rabbi Sai, the Inyan of the Achzorius is worse than the Mechira. Vos meintos. What does it mean that Achzorius is worse than the Mechira? Ayid is a Rachman. Ayid, if he doesn't have Rachmanis, there is Mishkenit. The Rambam codifies this lalacha, not stam, it's chazalin, that this is the, today everybody knows a beautiful song, Uma, the meat of the Uma Yisraelis is by Shonim Rachmanu, Avram Ali, you deserve a gewaldige yashikai for that beautiful nigga. It's a shame thing of Avram, for Avram Ali. Beautiful, alright? Rachmanim, by Shonim, Gaiman, this is the Uma, Simone Uma Yisrael, yeah? But lalacha, the Rambam brings a halacha that if a person shows lack of it's a shayla boit yimachri yichusay. The Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, Perek Yud, halacha Bey, says clearly, the Nas al Charachmin v'rechamecha, Ayid has Rachmanis, ach halach has to have Rachmanis. And if he doesn't, boitkin achar yichusay. There's something wrong. Maybe something else got mixed in there. Ayid means that he's a Rachman. That's what Ayid means. And if he doesn't have Rachman, is in ganzen abgefragt. In ganzen abgefragt. He's completely, that he's not a Ayid. The Mahus, the DNA of Ayid. You know, what is Ayid? Let's talk vas Ayidis. This is a discussion that I talk to the Talmidim all the time. Know what it means. Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goyecha boretz. What does it mean? What makes us different than the rest of the world? So I'll tell you. Yisrael, v'eraisa, v'kutcha b'richu chadam. We are Chelek Eloi Kamimal plus. We're Israel. V'ayraisam. V'kutshabrichu. And I'm not going to go into all the Svarim, so to speak, literature upon literature, the Svarim, especially by the Sefer Chassidus and Sefer Kabbalah, that the Yid is mamish a shtick of their Eibush and the Torah. Tell me, what is the name that the Eibush is called? Rachmana. Rachmana Litzlan, Rachmana Shziv, Rachmana. What is the Torah called? Rachmana. Chazal, whenever they say Rachmana Amar, the Torah. Their Yid, which is a combination of Yisrael v'Eraisa, is the Mahus of it, is Rachmana. It has to be that way. You know, every time we talk about the Abish's Rachmanis, we say Am, for example. L'rachem amoy b'yoyim din. Rachem al amcho Yisrael. Am Yisrael means Rachmanus. The Mida Kenega Mida means Rachim, and that's what he's saying. Al Amcha. How do we become Amcha? Through the Rachmanus. It's not that that this is Simin that we're Bnei Avram Yitzvayak, which is also true. It's even more than that. It's a Simin that we're Amcha. That's what the Pshat Rabbi says. It's not only that the fact that there's Simani Yisrael, that we're Simanim, that we're Bnei Avram Yitzvayak. No, it's Simani Yisrael. Of Amcha Yisrael. Because we have the Midas of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. There's a very famous Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Kitapuach ba'atzeh hayar kein doidi ben abonos is klal Yisrael by matan Torah." How is it klal Yisrael by matan Torah? Because just like an apple, that the leaf grows before the fruit. The leaf grows, and then the fruit grows afterwards. So too, klal Yisrael said nasa before nishma. It's Gemara in Shabbos. Frek toisis akasha, the pasuk is not talking about Klal Yisrael. The pasuk is talking about the Eibishter. Ketapuach biatzi ayar is talking about the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Zok toisis, yes, but since we're the children of the Eibishter, and Mela, the pasuk of Ketapuach, which is talking about the Eibishter, is us too. I always give the line from here, from Taisus. We learn the apples don't fall far from the tree, that this is just the taste, this is the makar. We are a mini of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Kedoshim tiyu, ki kodesh ani, Hashem, Elokeichem. Because I am, and therefore you could be also. And that's what v'lachta bedrachov means. So in which nekuda is rachmanim, it's amcha. It's a simon that we're the Amcha of Yisrael. Because Am, Yisrael, Ve'erais, Ve'kutshri, Chachada, and it's all Rachmana the Rebbeinu Shalom, Rachmana the Torah. It's all about Rachmanas. It's interesting. When Yosef stops the, let's call it the word charade, so to speak, of with the brothers, and he starts to say, "I'm Yosef." The pasuk says clearly. How does it end? It ends because it was Nichmeru Rachmav. Parsha, pasuk says, "Oh, Hoya." The pasuk says clearly. So first you see the way the brothers, they were trying to be ma'ir the rachmim. It's interesting, they were trying to be ma'ir the rachmim of Yosef, that he's one child, and if he dies, they're trying to reach the rachmim. Says the pasuk, the ato, I'm trying to find the pasuk here, aminut. This pasuk should be here. It says clearly, the pasuk says that Pasuk says clearly that Yosef, he was Nichmeru Rachmu Valechav. One second, maybe right. It should be right here. One second. Kechelav Valech Leosapalu Lechol and Tzavi Kulu. One second, this could be Yisrael and Tzavi Yisrael and Yisrael Lechav. No, Pasuk says it clearly that he was Nichmeru Rachmu, the Rachmim of Yosef. Vayimayir Yosef ki nichmeru rachov el achiv. Perik mem gimel pasik lamed. Now it's interesting. It says lo yuchal isapek. He couldn't control himself. Chazal tell us the way the pasik is mashma. He got angry at them the minute he saw them. And he decided he's going to teach them a lesson. Actually, that's not what happened. If you look at the pasuk, it says that he recognized them. Vayar Yosef es echav vayakireim. Vayisnakir aleihem. Vayidaber itam kashis. Vayoyim aleihem ayim basim. Says Rashi. What does it mean? Vayaki Yosef is Echav. The pasuk continues. He says, "Kishemasru biyadu hikashem Echav richmalein." He had rachmanis on them. Kishenafu biyadim linig, but behem laikiruhu. Kishenafu biyadim linig by Achva. Yosef had rachmanis on them right away. So what's the vayisnaker? Vayisnaker means either he made himself like he's nachri. Vayisnaker means gemacht. The word vayis, the tough, is supposed to connotate that it was made, even though Be'etzim it wasn't. That's many Rishonim learn like this. The Balaturim brings down that it was Gavriel who came and forced him to do all this. Some Furish Balaturim. Ubikesh lekabel b'sever upon him yafis. Uba malach shematzi toye v'hiskirei miyad v'yisnaker aleihem. Ulekach kasav achav v'yakir loshin yachid. And then he says v'yisnaker b'gematria al yedei ho'ish Gavriel. You think Yosef, his first reaction, what was his first reaction? He had rachmanis on his brothers. His first reaction was fakert, because that's what Yosef was. Narvas, the Malach Gavriel, a Malach from Shemayim came and said, no, you can't do this. You can't do this. There was a cheshbon, the Rebbein Shem wanted it should work out with the whole, that they should get a shtickel musr, and they should be massacred by bringing Binyamin and having rachmanis on the father and Binyamin. Don't forget, there were two things. They didn't have rachmanis, not on their father, when they sold Yosef, and not on a brother. So the tikkun for it is what? That they had to show rachmanis for the father, they had to show rachmanis to a brother. So Gavriel came and held back Yosef, and says, don't. And Yosef's holding himself back, because Batsim, what is Yosef? Yosef is Nichmu Rachma Lecha. That's what he was, because he was a Yid. That's who Yosef was. You know, I always think to myself, Asar Arugi Malchus, good. They have to die, Asar Arugi Malchus. But why all the Achzaris? It's mind-boggling. It's something, you know, I always speak out. Ashreichem Yisrael, kshatim oilim, einu mo'ila mikem. Kshatim yoredim, einu mo'yeredes. There's nobody that goes down as much as you. So the Mepharshim ask, so what's the Ashreichem? That when you fall, nobody falls like you. That's Ashreichem, that you should be happy and praiseworthy, praising. So many years ago, I told you, Pshat, that even when you yoredim, look where you go, you don't go too far. Kishatim oilim, nobody goes up as high as you. But when you yardim, no nation even still comes to you. Because you still stay techer, and yiddish up and stay tasach echer. Be the goyin gas. It's always fatayt. Kishatim yardim, even when you're in a matzav of yurida, you're still nowhere in the vicinity of what a guy is the best. The best of the guy. Kishatim yardim, ain umma. No ummah could even reach where your yeredes. Bali Musar speak that this is a simon that the Rebbe Yishon fit the belt. Because take a look, when you're oila, unbelievable, on top of the world, and when you're yered, the type of hanhaga that the world has with you is schutz midarach hateva. Make lampshades out of people. To use their teeth. Ein umma yeredes, no nation falls like you. So it's a simon that the Rebbeinu Shalom feared. You have a special anug, I've mentioned you many times. Imagine a guy gets a patch from his father in shul. Why? He's jumping on the tables, a kid gets a patch, he's jumping, he's running, he's making noise. Okay. The kid comes back to the father and he says, "Pa, Ta, or Abba, whatever it is, I don't understand. See, my friend David, he did the same thing, even worse. Why are you hitting me? Why don't you hit him? I could the taina, huh? Tata kukta, my kid, as nish mein zun, he's not my child. He's not my child. You're my child." When the Eibishter gives patch. It's a simon that Erhalt is unzerk. Otherwise, there's no shaykhis to him. So do yaveiros, do achveis, as long as it doesn't turn into zdoin to the amount that it's mamish nishchasaretz. Memeilu. The limud that I'm trying to bring out is that this achzorius is sometimes shaloi kiderech hateva. That's not what the world does. What the world does is you kill, you shoot, you have whatever it has to. But then to go and make such crazy achzorius, and we elaborate and we emphasize this achzorius by the Asara Rugi Malchus. Why? Good, there was a Mechiras Yosef.
Yes.
And there has to be an Einish. So you put to death the 10 tzaddikim. Why all the achzorius accompanying the Misa? So I always thought to myself, a few answers. One of them could be, Yosef, the Tsar, he's talking about 22 years of Tsar. They tortured Yosef, so to speak. For 22 years, they tortured the father. So it's not just you die and you're Misa. It's Yisurim. You have to meet the Keneg and meet it, which is a lesson in life, Rabbi Yisai. You never know. You never know, as mitzalt up, what goes into the Cheshbon could be the Tsar also. The Tsar could also go into the Cheshbon. As medaf optzon, was metut up fayanim, what you do for another, against another person, the payment might be with, on every part of what you've done. Tsar and Yisurim included. Or maybe we could say there was Chil Hashem involved. We know that Chil Hashem, there's really no kapara, you need Yisurim, and you need Misa, and maybe the Chil Hashem of a brother being sold by his brothers needs Yisurim as well as Misa. It's another teretz I've thought about all through the years. But then I thought maybe the Pshat is very posh with this Ramban. The Mechira wasn't even the issue. The Achzorius was the issue. Therefore the punishment was not even a Misa, it was the Achzorius. And this is a Rabbeinu Yonah. In Shar Gimel, Islam Advav, Rabbi Yonah writes clearly, that you're not allowed to be an achzer. And it's the worst thing, says the Rabbi Yonah. And the payment, the punishment, is Ramayod. And he brings the Chazal, Kol HaMerachem Al HaBriyas, Merachem Al HaShemayim, Kol HaMachzer, if someone's an achzeri Al HaBriyas, there'll be an achzeri on him, Min HaShemayim. And could be the lesson is from this, from the Asara Riga Malchus, that it wasn't only that they were put to death, but there was an Achzorius as well. Val the Yid is a Rachman. And Yosef is pushing this Rachmanis and he's holding himself back on every word that he speaks. He's holding himself back because Batsim he is a Rachman. Kinichmur Rachmov Alechov. I want to show you what it means, Rachmanis of Yid. I told you years ago a story that I heard from my father. My father told me that he once went with my Zayda to a hospital to visit a chayla. The person was more or less healthy to leave the hospital. But before he left, the Zayda decided that he's going to go visit him. They came to him, they spoke to him. Then my father excused himself for a few minutes because he had to put a quarter in the meter of the car. Get a ticket. Open the door a little bit, open the door, a little bit. I'm hot, a little bit. You know, it's one thing to sit and listen, another thing to give a shiur for an over an hour. Yeah, so by the time my father came back, he sees my Zayda standing outside the room, crying. My father thought, I left you for a few minutes only. What happened? Did something happen to this person in these last few minutes? So my Zayda,
shh.
So my father was wondering what happened in these last few minutes. I was just moments that I was this that I was gone. So my Zayda said, "No, it's not about the person that we visited. It's not he's Baruch Hashem okay, but I was waiting for you. And as I was while I was waiting, they brought in a person who was in a major accident, and he was in such bad shape, and he was in so much yisurim." I just couldn't take to see it, so I started to cry. It's not about the chayla we came to visit. It's someone that they brought in a critical state. Good. They leave. And as they leave, they pass by the intensive care unit. And my Zayda says, "You see, that's the guy that they brought in." My father looks. He sees a guy with a lying chop. Yiddishak, but not chop. He had a ponytail in the back to the floor. He had tattoos, Mireshev had Kaf Raglai. He was a biker. And he obviously was wild on the bike, and he got into a major accident. So he turns to the Zayd and he says, "On him you're crying?" Of him, my father told me that the entire day the Zayd didn't speak to him. My father, the Zayd didn't talk to him the rest of the day. Hayitachi, Ayid, you're a Jew. How do you not respond to Rachmanis on a Tzelon Elikim? What's wrong with you? My grandfather was taken back. This, you're my son. What's wrong with my child should react that way? What are you? And I always wondered, wow, that's an unbelievable story. Do others believe that? Do others think like that? And I found Rabbi Yeruchim in Parashas Miketz. On the topic of why Yosef is feeding and he's helping out Mitzrayim. What's he helping out and feeding Mitzrayim? So he goes through the Indian of Tzelem Elikim and how it means to have Rachmanis on others, and he writes something unbelievable. Asabu Kaddish. I wish we had, if you have Rabbi Yeruchim, I'd love to quote the words word for word. Sorry, you want to get me Rabbi Yeruchim? Das Teira. Das Teira. Okay. Rabbi Yeruchim writes that the Sabu Mikelem said that when he sees the Goyim go to church and they travel and they spend their time Sundays, but his heart goes out for them, Rachmanis. He's merachim on them. Such a Rachmanis. They have no life. They have no Eibishter. Well, and Rabbi Yeruchim writes, Gam li yesh ktsas hergish b'zeh. You hear, Rabbi Yeruchim was a big balmusser, so he didn't want to write clearly, "I feel the same way." No, it was like from Kelim. You have to make sure exactly what you really feel. I also, says Rabbi Yeruchim, I also have a little bit of a feeling in this topic. And he writes, "It's unbelievable that when I see a guy being a Mechal Shabbos, my heart goes out for him. And even though he has no Shabbos, the guy, more than that, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos." Yeah, but what kind of a life is it without Shabbos? To Rucham writes, Rachman is this guy. What does he have already? What? He goes to Florida. Vos hotter shame. He goes to the Giants game on a Sunday. Vos hotter mensch. What does he have? We have a Shabbos. Rachman is of him. But he doesn't have a Shabbos. Rabbi Yeruchim, the Gedolei HaMashgichim, speaks from the altar from Kelim. He had Rachman is on who? On a guy. On a Christian in a church. It's clear, open words in the Das Teira of Rabbi Yeruchim and Parashas Miketz. They would say, Rachmanis, what do you have Rachmanis? Who do you have Rachmanis on? What are you talking about? Ayid is a Rachman. Ayid is a Rachman. When they use the words Arachmanis, it's not just words, Rabbi said. You know what he's saying? Das is Yiddishkeit. The word Arachmanis is a word which defines what an attitude and a response of a Yid is always. Yadus is Arachmanis. It's a big Rachmanis. And Ahu, I'm going to tell you a story about Chacham of Vajra, which nobody knows. I've got it from my Schwerin Schwieger, my father-in-law and mother-in-law from France. And they heard it directly from the chief Rav of France, Rav Sitruk. Rav Sitruk told my in-laws the following story about Rabbi Avadi, Chacham Avadi, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. It's the exact same point that we're speaking about. The exact same, brings out exactly the theme of the shmuz that we're bringing out. The head bishop in France, the Galich, the head Galich of France, is a Yid. His mother was a Jewish woman, and during the war, he was taken by a Gaisha family. And after the war, and then he became a Christian minister, and he became the head Galich, head priest in France. He got sick and he was ready to die. Rav Sitrug went to Chacham Avadi and asked him, as chief Rav, they're going to let me in. Should I say with him Vidui? He's a Yid. Unbelievable question. Say with him Vidui. Chacham Avadi Paskin, yes. Say with him Vidui. And if you can't get him to say Vidui, at least Shema Yisrael. Let him die by one saying, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Rav Sitrug took the Psak Halacha and he said he's going to do exactly how he was told. He met with this Galach, he met with this priest. Unfortunately, he couldn't find the opportunity to do it with him. It didn't go. He was trying to get the right to get him to do it. It didn't go. He came back to Rav Avadi and Rav Avadi asked him, knew what happened. He says, I couldn't do it. I couldn't get him to say even Shema Yisrael. Chacham Avadi began to cry. He began, Achmanis, I have mercy on him. What awaits this person in the next world? Had he only once said, Shema Yisrael Hashem, Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He has Rachmanis. Rachmanis, when someone is lost, what is Kirav Rechaikim? It bothers. You have Rachmanis on the person. Rachmanis, the guy is lost. It's Rachmanis on him. There's a Berdik of Maisef in the Stechemet. Stechemet wrote an encyclopedic piece of work. Berdik of Sefer Stechemet. The Stechemet attributed his godless Bateira to an incident. He was the Reish Kail of the Kail in his town. The people in the town did not want the Kail. It was Sinai Torah, they didn't want it. But they couldn't get the Kail out of the town. Some people wanted it more, you know, even though there was mostly didn't want, but there were still people backing the Kail. So there was one person in town that came up with an idea, a plan, a scheme, that he's going to take the woman who cleans the Kail, the Misharsis, a Jewish woman, offer her house, money, insurance for health, if she takes a libel, if she puts out a libel on the Stechemet, at night when he stays late to learn, she'll run out and say that the Stechemet tried to do an aver with her. And thus, it'll take the whole public opinion of the town against the Kail, and they'll be able to officially close. The plan was to close the Kail with this mice in the Vola that they planned on doing. The woman, she was a simple woman, you know, money is money, life, you know, how much did she make already by cleaning the Kail? Pennies. This was an opportunity, so she did it. No, it was a tremendous Chil Hashem. The word in the street, the Stechemet, and most believed it, and the Kail suffered terribly because of it. Stechemet didn't say one word, kept on learning, and the people in the Kail of the administration of the Kail, they didn't believe it. They knew the Stechemet was a Malach, a Tzadik. But the Kail suffered terrible for years. Of course, this guy wasn't Marich Yamin, nor did his money have much mazel. And so he lost both his life and his money. The woman was stuck now, because there was nobody to pay her. He promised, but so what? You know, Tiftchu ben Nedivim. It doesn't work that way. You know, the Eibish that runs the world. So she had no choice because she was in dire states. She had no money and she was suffering. She built up the pride within her, the courage, to go ask the Stei Chemin if he could take her back, and she'll walk around saying, telling everybody that it was a lie and the whole thing never happened and it was only done for the money. She's willing to do that. The Stei Chemin could find it in his heart to let her come back. To let her come back. The Stei Chemin responded, yes. You can come back, you can get back your job. But on one condition, you don't talk about it anymore. Don't bring the story up again. Because if you bring it up again, then the Chil Hashem rehashes itself. Just let it go, it's years ago, it died away and finished. Said the Stei Chemin, at that moment, Niftechu lo'i shari ha-shamayim. The gates of Shemayim opened to him, and oitzus of Torah came into his head. And because of this, he was zeichet to write the Stei Chemin. Everybody, when they bring this ma'isa, they say the b'schus of the Kiddush Shem Shemayim. He didn't want the name of Hashem to be desecrated, and he told her not to repeat. I believe it begins with the rachmanis that he had. To be able to overlook what she did to him and have rachmanis on a woman who was broken. She was a simple woman. This, Rabbi Yisai, is the Yid. The Yid. The Rachman. The Rachmanis. And this Rachmanis is the DNA, so to speak, of what a Yid is all about. It's the DNA of what a Yid is all about. We find B'nefayla Yivchal Tismach. Haman tells us to Mordechai, who are we talking about? Haman. So maybe you could come and say that it's talking not applied to Haman, but Haman applied it to himself. I don't know. Parshat Shabbat and Gemara, it applies to Haman as well. Why is it B'nefayla Yivchal Tismach? So maybe you could come and say the Eibishter is the person that and it's not the person, but the Eibishter is the one that makes the Yeshua. So don't be proud there's a lot of schusim that you use up when your enemy falls. Well, maybe it's actually because of Rachmanis. A Yid is a Rachman. And a Rachmanis means B'nefay Ayivcha Al Tismach. And this, Rabbi Yisai, could be the lesson that we could take from Mechiras Yaisim. Not the Mechira, because the Mechira maybe is way above us. But the Nichm Rachmav, the fact that we have to have Rachmanis. The fact, what? B'ischanana Yelenu. He begged. You know, Rabbi, I don't know if you realize how many times people beg us and we just not pay attention to it. I'll give you a few examples and you'll realize what I'm talking about. How many times we've seen tzetlach on the wall? No, l'spalel, please, we beg of you to daven for so-and-so. We look at it. We say, Rachmanis. We give we're a Yid, we feel bad, and we walk away. Torah tells us, how do you listen to someone begging you to daven and you don't listen? How do you not pay attention to that? You know, you read the newspapers, Rabbi Yisai. How many times we open up a newspaper and we find people take out pages of ads. Please, daven for so and so. We look at it and then we go to the next page where it says that a shekel is with so and so, and then you can go buy yourself a shekel. Again, a mensch is fart a mensch. I got it. What happens to the bischanei lein of lo shamanu b'kayle? What happened to that? You open up a newspaper where a guy is begging you. Begging you, please just daven for me. And we look at it, we see it, and it doesn't. We don't do it. Are we abusing? Are we being over on the bischanei lein of leish shemanu b'kayli? Are we? And I want to tell you, I said with this, I'll end. Gerer Hashashiva was Rav Sankevich, Rav Chanei Chenech Sankevich, under the Beis Yisrael. The Geras, when they started the yeshivas again in Eretz Yisrael, the Rosh Yeshiva was of Chanei Chenech Sankevich. He was a tremendous, brilliant Talmud Chacham. He was a good friend of my Zayin. My Zayin loved him. He would travel all over the world collecting money for Gerer Yeshiva. Erev Yom Kippur, the day before. He was by my Zayd, he visited my Zayd. That Yom Kippur, my Zayd cried, which was normal, but he cried more than normal. He cried more than he would regularly, normally cry. My father told me that he went over and asked him, Tata, what are you crying? Is there something we don't know? Maybe you're not well, you're not telling us. Is there something? So he goes, no, you know, Rav Sankevich was here, right? You remember? He goes, yeah. Remember, I went out to the taxi to Bagleit, and he went from there to Brazil. He flew the day before Yom Kippur from Kennedy, so he stopped over by the Zayda in Queens, Kennedy, and he went from there to Brazil. I went to the car. You remember we spoke? He rolled up his window and he told me something. I'll tell you what he told me. He told me, Rav Alkin, I don't feel well. Please daven for me. When I eat that, I will daven for him. No fries in the Himmel. We have to mamish, put ourselves. And I think he meant this bischan eleinu. When a yid asks for something, the rachmanis of another yid is to respond. And therefore I daven in such a way, ufreis in the Himmel and Yom Kippur. Sankevich grad was nifter the day after Yom Kippur. It was that day, he was grad nifter then. But the lesson of the story is, a yid is a bischan eleinu and a shamanu. And it can be many things. It can be in tefillah rabbi isai, and it can be when a person's hurting. We call out to our friends. You got to pick up on it. To ignore it and to not pay attention. Right? And to not pay attention to it could be a chisarin of bischan eleinu v'lishamanu b'kayla.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.